Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. I'd like to do a little Valentine's Day special, and I have to laugh a little. When I do a Christmas special, a Christmas episode, the repertoire to choose from is immense. There's a wealth of Christmas music built up over the centuries. When I do an Easter special, well, less immense. 4th of July? Plenty of material. How about music related to the autumn? There's plenty, but it's not like Christmas. I once did a special on September alone. You could do maybe two of them, but a third would be difficult. Now I come to Valentine's Day and love, romantic love. I have to tell you a story. Once, Luciano Pavarotti was a guest on the David Letterman show. He sang a song, an Italian song. Then he and Dave had a delightful exchange about it. I've found it on YouTube, actually. I don't have to go from memory. I'll relate the precise exchange. Dave asked, "What did we hear there? What was that? What should we know about that piece of music?" Pavarotti answered, "This is a piece of music. It's talking about the sun who is coming up, and it's talking about love and about the usual things that everybody knows very well what they are." Dave interjected, "Really? All that was in there?" Pavarotti, "Yes." Dave, "Wow." Pavarotti then said, "I think it's generally in any song that, no?" I just love that. And yes, it's generally in any song that. Hard to think of a song that's not a love song. In any event, I've prepared a little menu for you. We'll hear the song that Pavarotti sang in due course. Let's begin with an English song, an old English song, arranged in the 20th century by Roger Quilter. Love will find out the way, you know. Over the mountains and over the waves, under the fountains and under the graves, under floods that are deepest, which Neptune obey, over rocks that are steepest, love will find out the way, etc. Who can it be, who else can we listen to, but Kathleen Ferrier?
You may move her to give her praise.
Kathleen Ferrier, accompanied by Phyllis Spur, and Roger Quilter's arrangement of Over the Mountains. I think we'll have a German song or two now. Richard Strauss was a great songwriter, a great writer of love songs, and of love operas, if you will. One of his very best songs, which is saying something, is Dream into Dusk. I've given the title in English, of course. The last words are, I do not go fast, I do not hurry. I am drawn by a soft velvet ribbon through gray dusk into the land of love, into a gentle blue light. We'll hear Jesse Norman and Jeffrey Parsons. Richard Strauss, sung by Jesse Norman, with the pianist Jeffrey Parsons. There is another Strauss song called simply Amor. The title does not really mean love, as you might think. Rather, it means Cupid. This is a little, fleet, nifty song about Cupid. Here are the Murphys, the soprano Heidi Grant Murphy and her husband, the pianist Kevin Murphy.
Thank you.
Richard Strauss's Amor, sung and played by the Murphys. Once more, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, bringing you music for a while. Happy Valentine's Day. If you'd like to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. Poulenc, Francis Poulenc, wrote a song cycle called Engagements for Laughs, meaning marital engagements for laughs. The poems are by Louise de Villemorin. We will hear one poem, one song. Flowers, sung by Arlene Auger with Dalton Baldwin. Flowers, Fleurs, by Poulenc, sung by the great American soprano Arlene Auger, accompanied by another American, Dalton Baldwin, who is also great. Charles Cochelin was not as well known a composer as Poulenc, but he wrote some lasting things. One of them is the song Si tu le veux, words by Maurice de Marsan. If you want to, si tu le veux. If you want to, oh my love. Let's hear a Quebecer, the mezzo-soprano Marie-Nicole Lemieux, accompanied by an Englishman, Roger Vignoles. Si tu le veux, by Cochelin, presented by Lemieux and Vignoles. Maybe we could take a break for something orchestral. A break from song, I mean. But you could call this another kind of song. In any case, it is the Amoroso from Prokofiev's ballet Cinderella. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
from Prokofiev's ballet Cinderella, the Amoroso, played by the Cleveland Orchestra under Vladimir Ashkenazy. We need something Spanish. I'm going to turn to Victoria de los Angeles, singing a song by Ernesto Fuste, Háblame de Amores. She is singing in 1949 with Gerald Moore. Here goes. A song by Fuste, Háblame de Amores, with De Los Angeles and Gerald Moore. Time for something Italian. Two somethings Italian, two songs. We'll hear the one that Luciano Pavarotti sang on David Letterman second. We'll begin with a song by Stefano Donaudi, a Sicilian born in 1879. The song is O del mio amato ben. It is a great song, beloved of singers for generations, Pavarotti among them. I must confess, this is a song about lost love. I'm not sure it belongs on our program today, but let's not get too picky. We will hear Tito Skipa singing in 1933, a song virtually made for him, as so many were.
Oh, del mio amato ben.
Tito Skipa, singing Donaudi's O del mio amato ben, accompanied by an unknown orchestra, at least unknown to me, conducted by Alberto Semprini. That night on Letterman, Pavarotti sang a song by Leoncavallo, the composer of Pagliacci. The song is Mattinata, and it is dedicated to Caruso, who was the first to record it. That year was 1904. Pavarotti recorded it in 1983 with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Piero Gamba. Sunshine, sunshiny love.
Aurora di bianco vestita, già l'uscio dischiude al gran sole, di già con le rose sue dita, carezza de fiori lo stuole, commosso da un fremito arcano, intorno al creato già par, e tu non ti desti ed in vano, visto qui dolente a cantare. Metti anche tu la veste bianca e schiudi l'uscio al tuo canatore. Thank you.
Mattinata by Ruggero Leoncavallo, sung by Luciano Pavarotti with Piero Gamba and the Philharmonia Orchestra. In an interview last year, the conductor Marco Armiliato told me that being with Pavarotti was like being in sunshine, pure, warm sunshine. Armiliato is that way himself, by the way. Probably more reliably so. Well, it's high time for something American. Let's hear a Barber song, a song by Samuel Barber, one of his best, Nocturne, setting a poem by Frederick Prokosch. We will hear Leontine Price with the composer at the piano. The year is 1953. Nocturne by Samuel Barber, sung by Leontine Price with the composer at the piano. He was primarily a singer. Well, primarily a composer. Then a singer, a baritone. And then a pianist, I guess. What a talent. And how about Teen? Ineffable. Speaking of ineffability, Earl Wilde wrote etudes on Gershwin's songs, including Embraceable You. Here is Earl with his etude. the pianist Earl Wilde with his etude on Gershwin's Embraceable You. Today, Frank Bridge is possibly best known as a teacher of Benjamin Britten, but he left a solid body of compositions, including a killer song. Words by Mary Coleridge, great-grandniece of Samuel Taylor. Love went a-riding. Buckle up. Or should that be saddle up? In any case, we will hear Kate Royal and Malcolm Martineau. Happy Valentine's Day.